Now, I want to go over these with you. Because you can't soar with the eagles if you believe these things. Now, I want to show you, I want to read to you what this guy said. This letter comes from that young man in Mississippi College. He questions me and asks me about some scripture verses I'll deal with tonight. I'll get to these in just a minute in here. And he says, hey, I took this message back, and he said, let me see if I can find this sentence right here. I shared your sermon that I bought on tape at the conference with my minister friends and also with some of my religious teachers, and they don't understand. Now, listen to this one. This one's dated 2/1/81, which you see is very... He said, I seldom write letters, but I need to write and tell you what you mean to my wife and myself. I'm a third-year seminary student at Southwest and have been a Christian for most 5 years. Most of that time has been marked by a very up-and-down existence, with the last couple being mostly down. I've tried so hard to please God, but felt like such a failure. The harder I tried to please Him, the word I failed. To make a very long story short, let me just say that Friday night my wife brought home the tape on eagles and turkeys, and after she had gone to bed, I listened to it. Now, he told me what scores he had in questions 10 and 11. I wonder what kind of scores you had in questions 10 and 11. We'll come to that in just a minute. And he goes on down here, and this is how he ends. At the end of the message, he said, God, what are you trying to say to me? And he said, I know the voice of God as He has spoken to me many times, but I never heard Him say to me what He said that night. And I'm going to read at the end to you what it said that night. But this is the result of what he heard. He said, Mr. Lord, right then it seemed as if 1,000 pounds of self-condemnation, guilt, shame, bitterness, rejection was taken off my heart and taken to the bottom of the sea. The love of God flooded my soul and joy unspeakable filled my heart. And he goes on and speaks here of the things that have happened to him. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Now, what has happened to the Church of Jesus Christ is this, is we... have become so sin conscious. Let me just go over a couple of these questions with you. Question number 2 was, you can sin and not know it. Now, that's what the turkeys teach, that you can sin and not know it. Where do you find that in the Bible? I mean, where do you find it in the Bible that you can sin and not know it? Are you telling me that a Holy Ghost can live in you and you can sin and He won't tell you? You can't sin and not know it. Now listen, let me show you what this does to us. If I can sin and not know it, now I got in my computer, I can sin and not know it, and I've got in my computer, another question is that Christians sin every day. Now, I've got these two things in my computer. I can sin and not know it, and Christians sin every day. I got those two things, and then I know God doesn't hear my prayer when I sin. What kind of confidence do you think a person is going to pray with even when they do this? There is an automatic sense of unworthiness and guilt and frustration that goes through my life. Now, let me tell you where the theology came from that Christians sin every day. It came from the Turkeys who sin every day, and what they wanted to do is explain their lifestyle so they wouldn't be embarrassed by somebody else's. So you see, they say it's normal for a Christian to sin every day. Now you find that in the Bible. It's not normal for a Christian to sin every day. Who said so? We shouldn't sin every day. Most of you in here tonight probably said it's easier to do sin than it is to do righteousness. It isn't easier. That's a lie. Now listen to me carefully. What's in your mind determines the way you act. See, if Jim Hall were to walk in here right now and say, hey, your mother has died or your child has died, and told you a bald-faced lie, but if you believed it, sorrow would fill your heart. Why? Because you believed a lie. Now, there is a sin condemnation, there is a sin consciousness that has settled.